Welcome to today's edition of Front Porch Talks. I'm Grayson Willis. Today's edition of Front Porch Talks took place on Saturday, May 5th, here at Harrisonburg First Church of the Nazarene. It was a prayer time that wrapped up our session on Saturday at our anchored revival season and was led by my dad, Pastor Kerry Willis, as well as Pastor Margaret Michael.
I just feel like the Lord's given me a little change in things, so it's not a big change. It's just a little change. We're going to keep the prayer right here. I'm not going to take it to the other rooms. I just sense the Lord has been meeting us here, and we're just going to pray here. And Pastor Margaret was going to lead the ladies in prayer today, and I'll just have her come up and help, and we'll just lead spontaneously. Pastor Margaret, if you want to get a microphone off the platform. And I'm going to let you be seated, those of you who are staying for prayer. Just be seated for a moment. I just feel like the unity is good here. And, you know, there's neither male nor female before the Lord. He loves us all the same. And I just think maybe after that Abba song there, that I remember Brother Earl Clark one time years ago. He asked me, he said, "Pastor, when are we ever going to get to see the children?" You know, because the children are in their places. So after that, we started marching them in every once in a while. And Brother Earl Clark would always thank me. He said, "I don't ever get to see the children." I think that was the father's heart in him, just wanting to see the family, you know, just wanting to see everybody. So we've tried to do some services since then, like our Good Friday services like that. And even last evening was like that, a family service. And we do Christmas Eve that way. You know, we don't have child care. We just bring everybody together. We want to see the children. We want to see the kids. Some parents come with their kids, and when they find out we don't have care, they're like, "Oh, no, I should have stayed home." Because they're coming for escape, and I can understand that. But I just feel like this morning the Lord just wants to see his children together in prayer. So the altars are open and the mourner's bench will be open. If you at any point want to come kneel during the prayer time, and we'll move out a little further so that if you can get to the mourner's bench in case you want to pray. And so I'm just going to offer prayer, and then when I quit, Pastor Margaret, you can offer a prayer. And we may ask some of you to offer a prayer if the Lord leads. Don't worry, we wouldn't ask you unless he's working on both ends. So don't run out because you think you might get called on. I promise you, we know how to do that. But if the Lord leads, we may have some of you to come up and to pray a prayer with the microphone so that those who are not here today, we're recording these sessions, and they'll be able to get in on the things they missed. Lord Jesus, today, we're so grateful that you brought us together. Sometimes the enemy probably thinks what we do is ridiculous. I mean, we call a band and they have to come from North Carolina, even one from New York City, and they converge here on us, and we make some plans around some topics and some scriptures, and we come together as family. And I know the enemy thinks that's just ridiculous, but we don't live for his approval. We don't live for his smile. We live for yours, Lord. And we've heard a lot since yesterday at noon. We've heard a lot, and my heart is strangely warmed. And I just want to return for a moment, Lord, to some of the questions yesterday in our preparation session that I wrote down, probably not word for word, but they're the way I heard them when you spoke them through Pastor Margaret. And I just wanted to put these questions out there, maybe for others to grab hold of and have an anchor to pray from. Question one, Revival asks, is my relationship with Christ the most essential thing in my life? That's what Jared answered when he talked about his purpose. Is my relationship with Christ the most essential thing in my life? Question two, am I under total ownership of Jesus? This is a great definition of holiness. Brother Aaron said the saints are the holy ones. Oswald Chambers said the saints are those who belong exclusively to God. Am I under ownership of Jesus? Question number three, does my life reflect God's holiness? Pastor Margaret talked about that when she was at the coffee shop, just hoping that the life of Christ would show through to her friend who has had it hard and doesn't even know if she wants anything to do with you, Lord. We want our lives to reflect your holiness. Question four, will I humble myself in the sight of the Lord? And Pastor, I'll call him Pastor Jarrett, close enough. Brother Jarrett was saying this morning something like this, I wrote it down, humility is the garment of servanthood. So have I humbled and will I humble myself in the sight of the Lord? Question five, will I become a servant like Jesus? Now that's why I led in that song that I sang all through the Holy Land. And yes, by the way, yes, we will continue to do trips to the Holy Land. Steve hadn't kicked me to the curb. We hope to continue that as long as we can breathe and can get there. But we sang that song, Lord, make me like you, make me like you. You were a servant, make me one too. Will I become a servant like Jesus? Question number six, do I grieve over sin? Because of what it did to you, Jesus. Do I grieve over sin? Because of what it did to you and because of what it's doing to those around me. Give us a grief over sin. And question number seven, am I quick to forgive and to extend mercy? Am I quick to forgive and to extend mercy? And I'll be speaking on that some tomorrow, I believe, Lord. Now, this is holiness. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. We forgive quickly, and we extend mercy because you live in us. And so, if any of those prayers touched you in a place that you would want to come kneel and just pray over one of them or two of them or whatever, I invite you. You can turn your chair into an altar, or you can just put your face in your hands. But they spoke to me, and the Lord's still speaking to me through these questions. And this is one reason we have spiritual renewal. So, Lord, hear our prayers this morning now. Pastor Margaret.
Father, we come before you. Just humbled, God, that you would be not only here with us, humbled that you have saved us, that you have set us apart for your use, vessels, that you feel as we take time to reflect and to spend time, Lord, in your presence, to soak in your word, your truth. You give us a foundation that we can plant our feet on in a world that is in turmoil. Humbled, God, that you would do these things, that we would become tabernacles of your grace, to make our way in this world, to be in the world but not of it. And Lord, where you have placed us here, you have created us, you've given us a free will, we can make our decisions. But you tell us that you will never allow us to be tempted beyond a way out. Yet you extend mercy when we fail. And Lord, we live in a world where we take in so much information all the time. in the world of phones and computers, and we are constantly taking in information that we don't need to respond to. We just look. But God, today you call us to respond. To take a look at the inner life and to take a look inside. And you do it in love. God, you have called us to be your people. Someone said earlier today that we are saints, and it's right. Only by the grace of God. And today we sit here together in this room, family, adopted in by the blood of Christ.
I want to ask Judy Stewart. Judy, would you come and stand here with me for a moment? And I want you to offer a prayer for our children in the church, future generations, will you? And just hold this so that we can agree with you in prayer.
Abba, in the beauty of your holiness, we're here. We know that you're here. We know that you see us, you hear us, you love us. Lord, this morning I have a thankful heart, very thankful heart. Lord, I come to you thanking you for your presence, for your love, for your forgiveness and your mercy. I thank you, Lord, that as sheep go up on a hillside and they're bleeding because they're helpless, we feel your loving arms pick us up, lift us on your shoulder in love. In the boat, Lord, that's rocking, we thank you, Lord, that you're not sleeping, that you're there, like you're always there. Lord, I thank you that as prodigal children, we turn around and bump into you because you're there. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, I do lift children up to you today in a powerful way, not only little tiny children, but grown-ups, Lord, us, your children. You've lavished so much love on us. We can be called your children because, Lord, that's what we are. You tell us that in your word. Lord, I pray for the need of every child all around the world, for every little one that's hungry, for every little one that's lonely, for every little one that needs a parent. And I thank you, Lord, for foster parents and adoptive parents. I thank you, Lord, for children who just are looking at blackness. We are the light. Lord, help us to be the light to these children. I pray for the children in this church, Lord, that we have such a great children's ministry, that these children from a very young age, Lord, you would use them, you would speak through these pastors to them, that they would not wait until much later in life, that you would use them now, Lord, that you would train them now, Lord. I pray for protection for these, our little ones, against all evil. Lord, we are your children. You are our Father. And it's in the name of your precious Son, Jesus, I pray.
Thank you. We said amen to that. Praise name. Praise the name of Jesus. I'm going to take a little risk. Peyton, come here a minute. Peyton and I just met yesterday, so other than sharing a meal at the truck stop, that's where we really ate. Peyton, I just want you to, you have such a joy about you. The joy of the Lord is on your countenance. And, you know, Peyton is She's an actress, a film actress. And that's where God has entrusted her. And I told her last night that be light, you know, in that place. And that wouldn't be an easy thing. But God doesn't, the easy places are all taken, you know. It's the difficult places that God entrusts us. And I don't know your heart, but if Jason wanted to get you here from New York City, that must mean you're a worshiper and you love the Lord. Would you pray for our young adults? Pray over our kind of our groom children, kind of like you are. And just pray that they will have the joy of the Lord. And whatever else, you would know how to pray for them better than I would. Do that, will you?
Hey, God. I just thank you so much for being in this room, Lord. And I want to take a moment to pray over us young people. I pray that you just hold our hearts, God, as we traverse through the world and run into every possible thing, that you would hold our hearts and that in that caressing of us, that we could hold others as well, God. That in your protection we have the space and the love and the capability to reach, because there's so many to reach, God. And I think we have that unique responsibility as your children to do that, Lord, to go in the places that no one else wants to walk. Nobody has the opportunity to walk. God, I pray that you give us those opportunities, Lord, and that you are walking with us, Lord, that you're beside us, that you are in our footsteps, and that you pick us up when we fall down, and that you live with us in the world, God, in the realities of the world, and that we can just love you. Pray that you continue to grow those lights in our hearts, God. Use that energy and that excitement and that longing for something purposeful, God, to be you. Just fill that hole and let us look into your eyes instead of anything else, God. In your name, amen.
Amen. I'm going to ask Angela Sipe to come up, if she would, for just a moment. Yep, it's ladies first today. And the men, we need more time. But the ladies, they're so busy already praying for their families and for us. And I want Angela to pray for our families, the unit, the family units. I know families that look different these days. We pray for all families. But the family is a gift from God. The enemy hates it. And Angela knows what it's like to pray for family and pray for the church family. But I just ask her if she would pray for our families and all ages, all generations.
Let's pray. Lord, you and I were just talking this morning, and sometimes I get weary praying because there's so much to pray for. But God, I am so glad that when I am driving, my whispers are my prayers. I don't have to worry about carving out that time because my life needs to be a prayer. And Lord, I pray that families would be a house of prayer. I pray, Lord, that when families walk into these church doors, Lord, I pray that their families would be changed. I pray that the mothers, the fathers, and the children that follow along behind them would be changed. I pray, Lord, that against the devil, I pray against his spirit of fear and evil against our families. I come against the alcoholism that is tearing against the families. I come against the dirty laundry, the baggage that comes into families, even built second families in our church. I pray, Lord, that for equally yoked relationships in the marriages to lead the families. I pray for the ministries who minister to our families, the children's church, the pulpit, the women's ministries, the crosswalk, Lord. It's all about our families. And Lord, if we're on the same page, the mothers and the fathers will lead and come to those events, Lord, and be changed so that they can go home and be the holiness in front of the children, that generation that was just prayed for. Jesus. It's easy for me to pray because I came from a broken family. But praise the Lord, my parents continued to pray and to be on the same page when it came to me and my brother. So it is possible. And they sit at the same holiday dinner table because family is still important. It can happen. It can happen. And devil, you will not tell us it can't. You will not tell us it can't. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for leading us and for this awesome opportunity to be able to pray together and to cry together and to seek you, Lord. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. He is worthy of all our worship, and He is worthy of all our praise. Jeff Schaefer, I'm going to ask you to come stand with me here a moment and pray for the ladies in our church. Pray for your wife and your children, your daughters. You know how to pray for women. You're surrounded by them. And pray a blessing over the mothers, the wives, the sisters, the aunts, the grandmas, the daughters, just whoever the Lord places on your heart. And ladies, would you just receive this blessing today?
Lord Jesus, we are just thankful for the women and how you've made them and created them and put them on this earth. Lord, they're special in your eyes for the heart that they have, the compassion they have, the caring, the nurturing, and the love that they share and possess. And Lord, I know that for me and in my life, I am... Carrie said, I am surrounded by women. I have 7 that work for me in my office, and I have a wife and 2 little girls, and I'm thankful, God, that you have given me a glimpse of how they're made and how they're created, and it's a beautiful thing. And I know sometimes I don't understand because my mind and heart don't think that way, because that's how we're so wonderfully and creatively made. And so God, I just pray for all the women and the girls and children in this room, Lord, and in our community, our church, Lord, and all over the world, God, that you would continue to show your love and your magnificent ways through them and how they are fully entwined in this world, and Lord, through all that they do, whether it's through work, through their service in their community or their church, through being a mom or a grandmother or an aunt or a cousin or a daughter or a granddaughter, Lord, that they will know that you have a purpose. And Lord, more than that you would give them the desire to fulfill that purpose, or whatever it may be. I just pray your humble blessings on all of them, and that they would be used for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm going to ask Pastor Joe if he would come here for a moment. Is he still here? He was upstairs, but yeah, I knew he's here. He's up there. He and Krista have been working the sound for us, and Daryl's been around, Grayson. But I want Pastor Joe to come, and just I want him to pray for the older generations. And I know he has a heart for every generation, but we talk a little bit now about my mom, who's down, you know, living alone, and his dad living alone up in Pennsylvania, and I know his heart is there. So Joe, just come over here and pray for those in the older generations, and speak value into them for us. and whatever else is on your heart too. I know the family is important to you, so you be feel free to pray for anything.
Lord, when Carrie started calling people up here, a thought came to me immediately. If he calls me up there, what will I pray about? And I'm not sure if this is what Carrie wanted, but the scripture you immediately just, like in a split second, just put in my brain is that you are seeking worshipers who will worship you in spirit and in truth. Doesn't matter whether you're 5 years old or 95. You are seeking people who will worship you first in spirit. It's the Spirit of God, the one we've been talking about today, the one who cleanses, the one who purifies, the one who sets us apart. It's only through your Spirit that we can worship the God who is Spirit. You're not a figment of our imagination. You're real, and your Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And it's interesting how, as I am even nearing 50 years old, I am still a child. I'm your child. And no matter how old we are still your children. And you long for us to worship you, and in spirit and in truth. So it doesn't matter whether it's a song that's new or a song that's old, like How Great Thou Art. We come to you and in spirit and in truth, and we worship you. And Lord, you've blessed us in so many ways. Carrie and I've talked about this through the years, that we don't want to be a church that is just one generation. And we truly are a very multi-generational church. We have 90-year-olds and everything from there down to newborn babies. And I believe that makes your heart glad, because the family's truly represented, much as we saw today when Jared spoke, several generations of links here amongst us. And when Carrie brought that to our attention this morning, something in my heart just kind of in my spirit said to you, Lord, I pray that will be reality for me someday, that I will see my children and my grandchildren. And I've told my friend Dave Napier, I've seen him up here on front on Sunday morning, and his little granddaughter comes running to him. And I said, I'm jealous of you. He said, what do you mean? I said, I don't live where my family's from. I said, I hope you understand the privilege that you have, that your children and your grandchildren are being in the same church where you worship. Lord, somehow I believe that's a part of spirit and truth. And I just pray that we would not lose any generation. So, Lord, I pray specifically now for those who are older amongst us. Sometimes they may feel like they're on the back shelf. Help them to know that their very presence here is maybe the most valuable thing that they bring. That they are showing us, just simply showing up year after year, day after day, that they have remained faithful to you. The world has changed dramatically around them, but you, Lord, never change. It's one of your greatest attributes. We sometimes, in my generation and younger, we like change. We like things to change. But there are some things we don't like to change. And you, Lord, are one of them. And help us to celebrate the older folks around us, that help us to know that your love is everlasting. And there's some things about you, Lord, that will never change. And one of them is that you are faithful and we can depend upon you. Help us to look to the older generation and see within their eyes that you truly are a faithful God. And when we remain faithful to you, our life as a Christian can be a glorious thing. And we pray it in Jesus' name.
Amen. I'll ask Pastor Margaret to pray for those who are seemingly hopeless under the bondage of addictions. Maybe it's somebody here today. Maybe it's someone connected to somebody here today. I get tired of the enemy trying to convince us that addictions are stronger than Almighty God. That what Jesus did is not enough to break every chain, every bondage. And so, Brother Jason, when Pastor Margaret finishes this prayer, just sing a song of benediction to close us out. And I want to thank you all for being here. And let's lean into this last prayer. And whatever song we have at the end, let's make that our prayer. So when the band begins to sing, let's all stand to our feet and offer whatever that song is in prayer to the Lord. Pastor Margaret.
Father, your presence is so precious. God, you know all about the brokenness of this world. You sent your Son that we might be redeemed, that we might be set free from this prison of brokenness and addiction. And God, I stand here today as a witness to the power of God. You have been faithful when the enemy has tempted me. You have always made a way out. And so I give you praise for that today. And God, in these moments, to the folks within this room, if there is anyone here today that is struggling with something that just keeps coming to your mind all weekend, you cannot get beyond it. I just say to you today, it is that place that God is asking for you just to hand over, to surrender, so that he might have full sway in your life. And I pray for those that might be dealing with that, that they would find someone that they could share this with, that they would feel safe and not judged. Because there is something about taking that thing that the enemy has us captive with and speaking it into the light of a believer that takes the power away from the enemy. Because the devil and his enemy are chained to darkness, praise God. And I pray that today. I pray, Lord, for those that find themselves within our church, within our community. And Lord, even you know every person that you have created that has struggle. And you are enough. You are enough. And so, God, I ask that we would proclaim freedom with our lives. And, Lord, I ask that you would rise up within those who are struggling with addiction and that you would break the chains of addiction so that we might fully live for you. Lord, we love you. We plead the blood of Christ over Celebrate Recovery. Hear the answer that we have to begin to deal with addiction in people's lives. And God, I pray for a precious lady that came in here on Monday night whose son is in jail, and she said, "Is Celebrate Recovery for me?" Lord, she gets to see her grandson today, to make that one visit this week. I pray, Lord, that you will break the bonds of addiction in his life. Lord, today we thank you for the great hope that we have in Jesus Christ. And I pray, Lord, that we will go out from here today closer to you, having a deeper connection, having our feet firmly in your word, planted in your word. God, would you use us to bring good news to those that are still captive? In Jesus' name, amen.
Help us become more aware of your presence. Help us experience the glory of your goodness. Help us become more aware of your presence. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness, Lord. Your goodness, Lord. Your goodness, Lord. And Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Help us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness.
Help us as we walk out to remember that your presence is with us. Help us to become more aware of that, in tune with that, so that as you speak, we hear loudly. As you move, we're able to follow. As you lead, we're right there with you. Help us to become more aware of that. Even in the mundane, in the normal parts of life, help us to become more and more aware of your presence that resides within us, that empowers us to do your work, and the joy that that presence brings, even in the face of whatever the world may try to throw at us, or whatever the evil, the enemy may try to throw at us. There is joy in your presence, because in your presence, darkness is cast out. Shame and guilt are cast out. Addiction is cast out. Brokenness is cast out. Those things are replaced with light and redemption and resurrection power. Help us to become more aware that you live within us and all of those things, all of that power comes with that gift. Lead us out into the world, Lord, with those gifts, with your presence. And we surrender to you.
Abba, I belong to you. Abba, I belong to you. Abba, I belong to you. My heart, my life, they are yours. Abba, I belong to you.
Go in peace. I pray that if you were adrift a little, the anchor has got good solid bottom. And I pray that in the storms of life you will know that you are anchored to the rock, Christ Jesus. Be in prayer. Hope to see you tomorrow. And so grateful that you came.